Bobby Bones Show.
So on Snapchat, you got tons of filters. One of the filters is the glasses filter with the braces.
Mm-hmm.
And
love
you,
it.
And you talk like this, like I've, you know.
You know who hates that filter? Mike D. Because he says it looks exactly like him anyway.
Oh, yeah, Mike. Like some people will send me pictures of that filter. Like, that's just me.
It does.
I got glasses and braces.
But Mike,
everybody thinks it's hilarious. Like, oh. I'm like, that's just me.
I never thought of it. So you're saying everybody thinks it's hilarious when they put it on them?
And yeah, they're like, look at me, I look nerdy.
They're like, look at me, look how nerdy I look. And then you're watching them going, oh man.
And I'm like, that's me every day.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Have you ever tried the filter, Mike?
What's up?
It wouldn't recognize
it's
it.
Him.
It just doubles up.
I'm not going to use that one anymore, Mike.
In his honor?
In your honor. I'm going to continue to use it.
No, use it. You have to laugh
what?
At... What?
No, I'm going to use the one that makes you really pretty and purple.
People love them filters, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. Like, I do. I'm like, could this please follow me around for the rest of my life?
Here's the thing about the filters.
What?
You know mostly who likes looking at you on a filter?
You?
Just you. Yeah.
I know.
Like, you should just save it and you just look at it again. Mm-hmm.
They need to work on making your neck and chest area filtered, though, because the problem is when you're 35 and they filter your face to look, I don't know, 10, your neck and chest does not look that like smooth at all, and it's off, so then you can't post
it. The thing is, it only lasts 10 seconds, so people can't notice it that quickly.
Why don't you just save it, keep it yourselves?
Nah.
Like, this should be like...
Frame it. All my pictures in my house now are like me with a Snapchat filter.
With a little thing on her head, a little flower on her head.
No, I get someone to Photoshop that out. Because that filter, oh, it's amazing.
You should only be able to use like 3 a day and that's it. It taps you out.
Yeah.
Like
locks it.
Yep, you're locked out of filters.
You must now look like, well,
What's worse, drawing on it or the...
I don't mind drawing on it if it's for a reason.
If it's art.
Yeah, I don't mind drawing on it.
It's when it's just...
Amy would just take a cool picture and like,
and doodle.
And then just doodle all over like she does
well,
the paper.
I thought that was art.
It is you. It's you. It's you being you.
Doodling is what I do.
You do a lot of that.
I've been working on it.
You need to get back on your medicine, though, I feel like, sometimes.
No. No, but I'm going to really, if you just remind me, I will make a conscious effort to focus.
Hey, remind me to focus.
I've had a reminder already a couple times today.
You know, how do you remind her?
He just waves
at me.
It's like I'm getting my dog's attention. I'm like, hey, I have to put my hand in front of Amy's face and go, hey.
To be fair, though, you waved me off, and all I was trying to do was Google what you were talking about.
But you're always on your computer. We'll be talking about something, just Amy and I, and she'll start Googling right in the middle of a conversation.
Because I need to know what you're talking about. You talk about a lot of things that I don't know what you're talking about. So I have to Google it. You know what? Like your mom always used to say, if you don't know something, look it up.
She would say, look it up after the segment.
Well, then now I know.
All right, now you know. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
NASA's looking for volunteers to go and send people to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just send criminals to Mars? Like, you're going to be in jail all the time anyway. Why don't we just send you guys up there? Like, Armageddon that thing.
Well, I think they want people that are going to go up there and try to...
Yeah. Develop a community.
Right, and maybe they don't trust the criminals to do that.
Why? What are they going to do? Go up and rob Mars banks?
I mean, then we'd have a bad planet.
Like, no.
That's
listen,
how Australia got started,
I
right?
Know.
The first batch of people are going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't send up the first batch and go, you don't send your best and brightest up first.
Okay.
You know, you send your canary in first.
Dang.
And what you do is you don't go, hey, we're looking for anybody who's super smart to go up to Mars. And, you know, we're not all Matt Damons in that movie. Where
the Martian.
Goes,
yes. Well, yeah, a botanist. I mean, I think they are actually looking for some people that
find a
could...
botanist who's in jail for extortion and will be there for the next 40 years.
Oh, good call. Okay, I could see that angle.
Now, you just send... No, just send criminals up and have them develop their own. And then if it works, great. And if it doesn't, well, nothing
like
lost.
Martha Stewart, she could figure some stuff out.
But she's not a criminal anymore.
She's out.
I don't think she's a botanist
either. No, but she was
white
collar.
I think she just...
No, I'm talking about. Let's just send
like Madoff, dude. What's that guy's name?
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie. He can make money.
He's gonna be too old.
Yeah,
he's too old. He can
but just
make
I don't even care about. Just send criminals. Let's just see if they can last.
Okay.
Let's see how long they can last. All right, boys. Here's your rules. Go. Set the timer.
Mm.
And they'll want to go. What else they got to do?
Right.
Sit there and tattoo each other.
Work
you
out.
You really think they'd volunteer to go?
Like,
maybe someone that has life.
Yeah, a lot of life people would. Why not? New adventure.
I mean, if you got 10 years, I'm not volunteering because I'm getting out in 10 years.
Well, it depends on the bringing you back, too. But how are they going to get back? Anyway, NASA's like, who wants to go? Screw that, man.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you like Red Bull and vodka, they say stop drinking it because that's a lethal mix for your heart.
Oh, wow.
When you mix energy drinks with booze, it... increases chances for dangerous arrhythmias, like irregular heartbeats in people. And you can be healthy, but sometimes you don't know you're predisposed to these cardiovascular problems. So that happens sometimes with athletes. They don't know they have heart problems because you don't really test for them. And so they say get like a, all these, like caffeine's not the same thing. But some of the ingredients of things I can't even pronounce are inside these energy drinks. And they're like, not safe really to have a Red Bull vodka.
And then you mix it with alcohol. And
And it's like, boom. Anybody drink Red Bull vodka? Is that like to drink?
No.
What's like your drink? If you have to have a drink, Amy, wine probably, huh?
Yeah, either red wine or I like vodka and like lemon.
Yeah.
Just vodka and lemon?
Straight up. No ice.
That's hardcore.
Whoa.
Maybe a little room temperature
that's
water.
Serious.
What about like Jaeger?
Jaeger bombs are delicious.
No.
See, I think that's the same thing though as Jaeger and Red Bull, so it'd probably be the same thing as vodka.
It's the Red Bull. It's
the upper with a depressant.
Right.
Yeah. Alcohol, energy.
That's called.
But I love Jaeger bombs. They're so good.
Your drink, Eddie?
Beer.
Just beer?
Straight up beer.
Lunchbox?
Some beer, vodka, tequila.
Whatever.
What Bobby. Else?
San Pellegrino.
There we go.
With lime. And I hate when they make the slice of lime so thin that you can't squeeze it into it.
I know.
Yes.
I like the lime cut into quarters and give me a quarter of it so I can squeeze it in there. I'm sorry I'm going all Beyonce on you, but I don't want to put that dirty lime in my glass. I used to wait tables, and I know you don't wash the outside of limes.
It's okay. You go Beyonce on that.
That's so gross.
I got to do like what Morgan said, snippy Snapchats or whatever she was doing.
Her love advice?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was also doing career advice, too.
I watched it again yesterday. She was like, Or I was just like, Morgan, stop.
Oh, my gosh, Morgan.
Stop on Snapchat.
No, boy, bye.
Oh, boy, bye.
Boy, bye.
You got a snap.
This was from Lil Kiki.
Morgan's our producer.
I just broke up my boyfriend.
And she was like, Sarah sent me a note. And Sarah wants to know, my boyfriend's not being good to me. And I would be like, boy, bye. I'd be like, Morgan, what are
two
you
doing? I wish the name was Sarah. It was like, cheeky, little cheeky.
Like 30 days ago, Morgan was on the air like, what do I do? I'm in a have a boyfriend.
Maybe this is part of her. Advice.
Then all of a sudden, she's Dr. Drew on Snapchat.
No, you asked her advice.
I've had people messaging me, when's my next advice thing?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Great.
Right. You go lead them in the right direction,
Morgan.
Yeah,
please. People message me like, give me Bobby Two Chins. And I even know I got to lay back on Bobby Two Chins.
Heck, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
All right, good news time. This is called Tell Me Something Good. We all have good news for you.
Tell me something good.
Oh, Amy, I'm coming to you first.
Okay, there's a grandpa, but he also happens to be an aerospace engineer. So he decided to build all six of his grandkids like a miniature Disney theme park in his backyard because he wanted a reason for his grandkids to always want to come over.
Oh, that's funny.
And he has students because he's a professor, I guess, as well.
He had them build a park.
Yeah, and he had them help build like some miniature roller coaster ride. And so it really hasn't cost him like that much money because he made it part of like the program. But anyway, his grandkids, they come over all the time.
That's funny. I want to go over.
Yeah, me too.
Lunchbox.
There's a little kid outside the grocery store selling candy bars, dollar a piece, and this grandma comes up to him and starts yelling at him, "Do you have a permit? I'm going to call the police on you if you're selling these illegally." Some guy walks up, gives the kid $80, and buys every single candy bar.
So he just gets to peace out without having to worry about it.
Yep, so the kid gets to go home and not worry about the cops.
That's funny. The world's loneliest dog gets fairy tale ending after 6 years in a shelter. Man, 6 years in a shelter.
That's a long time.
Wow. Freya has finally been adopted from Freshfields Animal Rescue Center. Staffordshire Bull Terrier, by the way, that's my dog, was taken in a six-month-old stray and became famous because it had been rejected more than 18,000 times. People are like looking at the page. And now, so Michael Bay got on, you know, the Transformers director.
Yeah.
Said, I'll adopt it. I'm going to put it in Transformers 5.
Shout out.
Yeah, so put it in the movie. Adopted it, put it in the movie, and then someone else adopted it as like the permanent home. Like, that's why he did it. You know what I mean?
Give it publicity, exposure.
That's cool.
This is a Bobby Bones.
Where would you put yourself on the clumsy scale, Amy? F, A is you're not clumsy at all, and F is you're super clumsy.
F.
You would say F. I wouldn't put you in an F. I'd put you like a D.
I just feel like an F some days. I mean, you could ask me at another time, and I might say D, but there's more times where I just fall into things.
And you're just like...
My depth perception is off.
Maybe it's some balance issues, like with your ears. Well, Amy went to get her nails done, right?
Yeah, I was getting a manicure and pedicure. And when you're sitting in the chair, well, right below you is a tub full of water for your feet. And I have my cell phone.
No.
Uh-oh.
And it like... starts going, and it's like in slow motion, and it's like boom, boom. And the next thing I know, I mean, it's going in the tub. But my nail girl has go-go gadget arms.
And as it's falling?
As it is falling, like she just like straight up, her hand goes there and like catches it and she smashes it up against the side of the bowl.
Oh, kick
right
save.
Before, yeah.
Kick saving her beauty.
And then she looked at me and she was like, oh, she goes, I watch out for that. She goes, I have had 4 phones lost from clients. I mean, and who knows how many years she's been doing it. She's like, only 4 have been lost on my watch. And I was like, well, thank you for saving mine.
That's crazy.
I mean, I was so close to losing my phone.
Are you going to get the new iPhone 7?
And well, not yet because my contract's not up.
Amy's jealous because we get on the group text. Because we do a lot of Pimpin'. Amy, myself, and our friend Mary, we figure out Pimpin' Joy colors and schemes and who we're donating to and why we're donating to them. We talk causes a lot.
And they're always going back and forth with their cool new phones.
We get to draw stuff, and you can like
you can
draw and text it. You can download the new iOS 10.
Yeah, I know.
10.
I just haven't done it yet.
But Amy, well, instead, she'll make a Snapchat and screen it and send it to us in Snapchat. It's so lame.
Yeah, I'm like, I can draw on my screen, too. It just takes me like 5 extra steps.
But the iPhone 7, it's cool.
No, it is cool.
I like it. Here's the news for you. If you've been putting premium into your car, it's like there's no use. They revealed that they're like, even if your car says it, like there's not that much difference.
Well, okay, good. I'm in the clear then because I think my car says it and I never do it. I'm always like, whatever's cheapest.
I think a lot of cars say it. And what? Then I don't buy premium. I buy middle because I don't feel totally guilty because my car says it. Mm. So I buy middle and then sometimes I don't.
What is middle?
It's a middle tab. It's like 89.
Okay. Yeah, 80. Well, I mean, I get it, but if it's premium, then what's the? I don't like. Why? Let's just keep it simple. Just have one guy.
I put premium in my car every time.
Oh, dang,
you should
baller.
Get your money back.
No, because it says it on my car.
Right. I know.
And it also says change oil every 2,000.
I don't do that either.
3,000. When
don't
do you do it?
I don't. Not 3,000.
Never.
I changed my oil, but not 3,000 miles. That's also a farce.
I thought that's changed to like 5,000.
My wife, she has never gotten her oil changed. She just goes and dumps new oil in. She never takes oil. I'm like,
oh, that's
you
not good.
Are a. I'm not going to say. You need to go get your oil changed, or we need to take care of that. I don't.
Wait, you call her a name?
Yeah.
I know. I was just saying it right now out loud. Like,
but I don't even know what you would say. Like, you are
moron.
Oh, okay.
What would you call your wife a moron?
Well, I mean, in a nice way.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's a nice way.
Say in a nice way. Like,
oh,
hey,
honey.
Like, she says, okay. She goes, yeah. I've never changed the oil. I just pour new oil in. Are you a moron?
That's not nice.
Oh.
Nice to be like, oh, you're such a cute little moron, honey, but let's go get
look
your oil changed.
Look, you moron.
Yeah. How about this? Okay. You're such a hot moron.
Still, no, I don't know. But you should just go take care of it.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize.
Because eventually you have to pay for it.
I didn't realize she had never changed her oil. Her car is a 2002, and she has never changed the oil.
Wow, she just keeps refilling it up.
She just pours oil
That's
in.
Like eating and never going to the bathroom and just keeping eating.
Oh, that could, it's got a good point.
Eventually, yeah, something would happen.
Something eventually not going to go right.
Yeah.
Get that changed.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
But they're saying 90-something percent of cars that say premium, there's no use. There's no difference. What's funny is it's probably just one tank it's all coming from. I'm just making that part up. What if it's just one tank and they're
That's
just
funny.
Tricking you with it? Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I have these pajama pants that I wear and they have snowman on them. I wear them in the airport all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta understand, with this job, I travel a lot. So basically, I look at the airport like one big old slumber party because I'm just there to get comfortable. Like, I'm there a lot. I'm crammed in the seat. All right, slumber away. Like, let's make some s'mores and I'm dressing my pajamas. So I wear these snowman pajamas all the time on my pants, my legs. People were going crazy on Instagram fighting about them. King's Kitten writes, come on, man, you be in a suit. First of all, a suit at the airport.
For what?
Someone else was like, because if you dress better, they upgrade you to first class.
Really?
Well, I'm like, one, that can't happen because I'm flying Southwest. Like, right. I pick my own seat. And secondly, that ain't happening anyway. That's like 1960 stuff.
Yeah.
Here's one. Courtney.N. I'm glad my kids who look up to you do not have an Instagram account. Way to be a good inspiration. I'm like, what
because
the?
Because of your snowman?
Yeah. Here's another one. Why do people dress like slobs to travel? I don't get it. I can easily dress comfortably to travel, but not look like I just rolled out of bed and terrible.
Oh.
Wow. Mm.
Here's one from K. Dietz. All I'm saying is dress like you give a damn.
Ooh.
It's possible to be comfortable, fashionable, and appropriate. And now here's my response to her. If you'd like to hear it. Because I would read these comments. People act like I just am not a real like, watch this. I'm going to pinch myself. Watch.
Oh, no, no.
Ow.
That hurt?
See? Yeah, I'm a human.
Dang.
Now watch. I'm going to punch myself in the nose.
No, no, don't.
No, don't do that.
You'll bleed.
I just want to.
Stop.
Okay. My response to that was, yes, I also dress like a slob at work sometimes, too, and at home, and the gym. And if I'm going to be comfortable in a seat for 3 hours uncomfortably, I'm going to dress as comfortable as possible. And the last time I checked, we don't have a dress code, so shut your hole.
Oh.
You really put that last part?
He did. I saw it.
I always put that.
You always put that?
Yeah.
Is that your signature?
Cool.
I always say shut your hole. Yeah. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Or it's like shut up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But shut your hole is funny to me.
Yeah, it is funny.
Okay.
What else? What else
so
they
much.
Say?
There's a lot. It says, here's one. Trump may become the next president of the United States and we're concerned with Bobby's pants. I guess that explains how Donald Trump may become president. I don't even know what that means. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Kind of funny.
Hey, everybody, shut your hole. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a funny thing to say.
Like, what's wrong with being comfortable on a plane? I don't understand that.
I don't know. Guess it's not allowed, dude. I guess I need to put the old three-piece on.
Flying used to be, I mean, yes. to where people would...
We were alive.
Right,
but still, when you see people in a suit on a plane, I'm like, man, your life sucks.
Okay, no, they're
I'm like, you must have
business.
A meeting right after,
right.
and you have to walk right onto it.
Like that has, but it has to be so uncomfortable to be in a suit on a plane.
I would be in my boxer briefs and a tank top mm-hmm. and my feet up if they would let me.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
And then Kay Dites, whatever her name is, would be having a cow right now. A suit. Let me put my tux on with tails before I get on my Southwest flight. Boarding for one, please. A 92-year-old man serenades his 90-year-old wife at their 50th anniversary party.
Well, is that not just the sweetest thing?
Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing. In your eyes so blue, let me hear you whisper, I love you.
Now, just so people can fill a room, you had, like, I was moved by it. Amy was moved by it. Amy even got chill bumps in her arms.
Yeah.
And I look to the right, and Lunchbox and Eddie are, like, goofing on this guy.
No, we're not goofing.
You are. Both of you are goofing on him. Like, I was like, wow, this is the sweetest thing ever. So was Amy.
Yeah.
I look over, and you two are, like, Arsenio-ing it with your fist.
Where was this? At the nursing home? I say that because there's a bunch of coughing and like sounds
but
like
his
people
friends are
not
probably older.
Listen. When you said he serenades his,
older too.
His yeah. wife, I was expecting, you know, something and then you played and it was like a croaking dog.
No.
It sounded like you.
He's 9 years
so cute.
Old.
Yeah.
You guys are
Eddie,
so
don't
rude.
Play it again.
You're over there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What is this?
Bing Crosby. It's the same song.
Oh, see,
it
come
is?
On. It sounded
he's
nothing
92,
like Bing.
He's 92, Eddie.
So was Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. Yeah, but it's not. He's not serenading her because he's
you
a great
so
singer.
Rude,
he's
man.
Like saying
mean?
It's his way of saying I love you.
You ever realize all the way, the marriage stuff? Eddie's the one poking that, and
yeah.
being like, "No, that's not
what's
romantic.
The deal."
That'll probably be me.
Yeah,
singing
once
in my
you're
life.
Oh, yeah,
50
sure,
years.
It will be. He's like,
I like the sound of that.
Listen, I thought it was very moving. The Bobby Bones Show. Big controversy whenever no one on the show knew the first planet from the sun.
Oh.
Big controversy. Listeners were like, I'm not listening to the show anymore even. No, but I did. But Eddie, Lunchbox, and Amy all missed that it was Mercury, the first planet. That being said... Easy trivia, space,
why?
Space
no!
edition.
No,
you're kidding me, right?
Clearly, we didn't.
I'm gonna fail this
like
one. I guarantee it.
Space
edition.
Studies.
Ready?
Didn't we cancel our space program?
He's stalling.
Here we go. Ready?
Didn't think I wanted to be an astronaut for a minute.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's the largest planet in our solar system? Easy trivia, space edition. What's the largest planet in our
solar
system?
Can we say what we know
system?
Isn't?
No. Easy trivia.
I'm in for the win.
Space edition.
I got it.
All right. Amy?
It's not working.
Mars. Shoot.
Lunchbox?
Well, I wanted to guess something funny and say Uranus, but I put Earth.
Eddie?
Jupiter.
It's Jupiter.
Ah, shoot.
Easy trivia. Space edition.
How do you know that?
I don't know, dude. I guess.
Because it's the biggest.
Just... And I think it's in our song, too.
Hold on.
What's
start
the
singing.
Name of the first satellite sent into space?
Oh.
I got it.
Easy trivia. Space Edition.
Oh, I got this.
The first satellite.
I feel like I...
I'm in for the win. The tip.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay,
it's
Amy?
It's like sphincter.
Easy.
Easy. Wait, what? Easy. Is that bad?
Easy.
Easy.
Lunchbox.
Sputnik.
Oh, there it is.
Eddie.
Dang, Rasputin.
Lunchbox, you're right.
Sputnik,
yes. Yeah.
I got the SP right.
Easy, yeah, Amy. Yeah,
stop it.
Amy's pulling her head to the mic going, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'll tell you after.
Okay, like, I don't...
It rhymes with skinkter.
Oh, yeah. That's bad?
Let me know, but it's easy. Here we go.
Shoot, okay.
How about this one? Mm-hmm. Name the largest star in our solar system.
I'm in.
Easy what? Trivia.
Oh, watch out.
The largest star. Think of the Big Dipper, maybe. Think of the Little
that's
Dipper,
not
maybe.
A star.
But it's made of stars.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Okay. Eddie.
Supernova.
What is that?
Lunchbox.
The sun!
Yeah.
Amy. What?
The sun!
Yeah!
Yeah! On the board!
Oh,
yes!
Gosh,
Eddie.
Oh,
wait. Eddie, you graduated.
College.
No, I was going to say high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in high school.
Elementary school.
Sure did.
Okay, sixth grade?
Yeah, all of it.
The only reason I knew that the sun was a star because Amy said it the other day when she missed Mercury.
Oh, I did. Goodness. I said the sun is the biggest star. I know
Mercury.
All right, well. Whatever it's called. I would have never got that.
Okay, let's do one more.
Lunchbox is up. Two,
what galaxy is the Earth located in? Easy trivia.
Oh, I'm in.
Space Edition.
What?
I'm in. For the win.
What galaxy is Earth located in? Easy trivia.
Whoa.
Cue up my song.
What are the
Space
names
Edition.
Of the galaxies?
But you only have one. It'd be a tie.
Intergalactic.
Oh, damn, that's right.
Intergalactic
planetary.
All right.
I'm in for the win.
Orbit the. I'm trying to think of any space word I know. Orbit.
Go with. Go ahead, Amy.
No.
I don't know.
Amy's like, I think it's like spink. No, no. You have nothing? Lunchbox.
I have Milky Way.
No.
No? Eddie.
It's in the Milky Way galaxy,
it's
boys.
Milky
it
Way.
Is.
Amy's saying
yeah!
no.
Come
Amy's on, going, Amy. No. Lunchbox, congratulations.
All yeah!
I get a lot of emails. Here's one. Hey, Bobby, listened to the show for years. Discovered it when I was traveling in another city and started following the podcasts. Never written to a show. That being said, Bobby, you need a will. You said you wouldn't marry that a prenup. There's a chance you'll never need a prenup. There is not a chance you will never need a will.
Oh, that's deep.
Dang. Logic bomb.
Yeah.
Boom.
Got me.
Got you.
Dang. You've worked hard. You support so many great causes and organizations. Why would you tie up the fruits of all your hard work and give a significant portion to the government? Unless that's who you want to leave it to. It just takes a few minutes of answering some questions. Let an attorney draft it. All right, let him go now. And her name is Aunt Deanna.
So?
That's a pretty good email, and that's some pretty good logic there. But the only thing that I could say logical back was, just... Facts are facts. If I make a will, I'm going to die. So that's why I don't do it. But there is something to say to that, that if I were to die today, God forbid, I do. And it could happen to any of us in any minute. I don't know what happened with
anything.
Yeah.
But
it wouldn't matter because I wouldn't be here.
Well, yeah, but
it matter for us.
Behind a mess, okay, your loved ones.
So please, let's get this thing done.
Anyway, she makes a good point there, and I will do it by the end of the year.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
I just have to give myself goals on things. Like in my life, I set goals and then I achieve them.
All right, goals.
And if I haven't achieved them yet, then I just haven't worked hard enough. That's how I see everything in my life. Like I set a goal, and I go and I reach that goal. And if I haven't reached it yet, you just haven't given me enough time. Period. Every goal in my life. So
you got 6 months.
Yeah, I'll make a will.
This is This is years in the making.
That email right there made a great point.
Wow.
I always like some good logic. I'm just saying, though, if I make a will and then I die, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know how mad I'm going to be. Because I'm going to sign it, I'll put it in, be like, all right, here's my will. Then, boom, I fall over dead. Oh, I'm going to be so irritated.
Yeah. For good reason.
And you know what? I'm going to haunt all four of you. Let me
say
it now.
Stop that right now.
Yeah. If I sign, no, because you're the one making me do it. If I get a will and then I die right after, I'm haunting all four of you.
Fine, don't do it. Don't make a will.
I was going to give it all your kids, Eddie, but okay.
No,
all
make right. a will. Yeah. Give me some.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They did put out a story today, the 9 careers where people are most likely to have affairs. I mean, here we go. Legal, that's lawyers and paralegals. 8, communications, that's anyone that is like journalists or TV or radio people.
Oh, no.
Leave them last. Or sometimes radio people.
Media.
You know, it's like TV people.
I mean, sometimes radio people.
Number 8, nightlife people like bartenders and DJs.
Yeah.
DJs.
Well, I see that because they're out, and I mean, that's a party atmosphere, and you're just kind of like, you know, having a good time.
The arts, musicians, and photographers and painters and stuff.
Okay. Painters?
Yeah, artists.
Just artists. Period.
Not like home painters.
I mean, yeah, I guess I see people that paint pictures that are just in a room by themselves and they don't talk to anybody.
That's how they paint.
Eddie, we're in 2 of these categories.
I know, dude. We're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, because y'all are artists.
Mm-hmm. Sports, like athletes. I'm surprised that's not number one.
That has to be number one.
Because, like, every pro athlete I know just about that plays a team sport,
yeah,
like, they roll.
They roll what?
But you know some that don't.
They roll.
Yeah.
Team sport athletes. Do I know? Yes. Yes, I do know a few that don't, but most of them do. It's just a weird thing.
Opportunity, a lot
would
of
you,
opportunity.
What did you whisper
to me? Say you do.
No, I for real do.
Yeah, I know you do.
But it's way less than that.
Mm.
Business, like business managers, healthcare people is a number 3, like doctors. Doctors cheat like crazy, I guess.
How many more do we got left?
Probably.
Number two is finance, like bankers and brokers. And the number 1 is aviation, like
yes.
pilots.
Oh, wait, no. I thought it wasn't on there.
Number 1.
She goes, hey, pilots. She said yes.
Yes.
Because
yes. They travel all the time and they're gone all the time.
When you said aviation, I thought you were going somewhere like, I don't know, animated cartoon.
Animators? She thought I was going for animators.
I didn't hear all of it. I was just waiting for the word pilot, and they always make the list. So
they did.
Like,
number 1.
They're always number 1.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yes.
Because they're always all over
always the road.
Yeah.
Mm. Or the air.
Yeah, the air. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, ready? Piano game.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
So I'll play the piano version, and then you tell me what song it is, okay? Country right. songs. Here we go. Got it now. It just takes a second to kind of feel through it. Amy.
House Party.
No, I'm sorry. Lunchbox.
Good guess. Better Dig 2.
No. Eddie.
I went a little too early. Church Bells.
Oh,
and
no.
And no party.
Kick the dust up.
Yeah. I just heard party in my head.
Name the piano version of a country song.
Peter Pan.
Eddie?
Peter Pan.
Lunchbox?
Smoke Break.
Peter Pan. Lady Antebellum.
I mean, you just rolled dice, right?
Like you just...
Listen, guys. Every single one sounds the same.
No, they don't.
How about this one? Ready? Lunchbox?
Before he cheats.
Okay. He always goes the same artist, too. You ever notice that? Carrie Underwood, 2 in a row?
Yes.
Amy?
80s Mercedes.
Eddie?
80s Mercedes.
Feel like a heart.
Tie game. Good job.
When I'm driving.
our producer Ray got his eBay account suspended, which, by the way, he was suspended from using eBay on our show anyway. Because what did you do to get suspended? I forgot.
Well, apparently I've been talking to him and they said
why did I suspend you?
Oh, Amy. Oh. Pregnancy test.
Oh, he tried to sell Amy's pregnancy test on eBay. You're such a creep, dude.
Moneymaker.
Yeah, that's okay. So here's what happened. Ray got kicked off of eBay because he tried to sell Kelsey Ballerini's cupcake. And you can't sell food on eBay.
Yeah, I talked to upper people and they said that you gotta have a food license. You gotta be like a vendor to sell food on eBay. And then also some of my other sales, they said have been questionable. Like it's unauthorized memorabilia is what they're saying.
Well, you do just take junk from the studio and sell it to listeners.
But it is authorized. You have a picture of them using
how do you authorize it?
Apparently these guys are like dealers and they have professional certificates and I've never given those out.
Well, yeah.
And then they asked me, they're like, do you have any proof that you have a business or whatever for your cupcake sales? And I'm like, that was just a random eating cupcake.
For your cupcake sales. Kelsey Ballerini took a bite of a cupcake in the studio. Ray saved it, tried to sell it on eBay. I guess you did end up selling it.
I did sell it.
For how much?
It's $25.
And you met the guy out front of your place?
And the things have been selling, so either the people have been complaining or they really do have a sting operation where they...
Haters, dude. Haters got you. Mm-hmm. And the cupcake biz, they got you. You were suspended anyway from the pregnancy test bit.
Well, I'm for sure suspended now. I ain't got an eBay.
Hey, maybe you can go Craigslist.
Oh, no. Don't do Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, or Facebook Market
Craigslist will get you stabbed. Oh. Like, don't do Craigslist. Oh, my goodness. All right, thank you, Ray. Stay off eBay.
Yeah.
He's suspended for how long from the show? 3 months?
You said February.
Oh, that's all. You try to sell a used pregnancy test.
Boom!
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
The last time Lunchbox MC'd an event, he spilled barbecue all over his shirt, and then he had to get up on stage and MC the classy event with barbecue all over him, which we all thought was funny. I do think you're a little embarrassed.
Oh, for sure I was embarrassed. I mean, I'll admit it. I mean, I was embarrassed. I was just hoping the night would end because people kept pointing out, hey, you got barbecue on your shirt. Yeah, I got it. I got it. If one person has told me, everybody's told me.
Was it a nice event?
It was a very nice event.
Oh, man.
Like VIPs.
Okay, so they've asked you to do another one?
Someone came to me and they want me to do another event. It's a big deal. It's like a charity event, and it was a last-minute deal. And I guess maybe I'm fifth in line because other people couldn't do it.
How do you know that? Why would they even tell you that?
Well, I don't know that because I got asked 2 days before the event, so let's just...
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I figure I'm a last-minute replacement for someone that couldn't do it. So I just need tips on how I can not screw this up.
Well, what's your job while you're there?
I'm the MC. I got to get up and talk.
Okay,
and
let me tell you something about MCing. I want everybody to listen to this, okay? Because we'll have to do it at some point. Here's the thing about the MC or the stage announcement or the get up in front and introduce a concert act. Nobody cares. Get up, do the bare minimum. Thank you so much. Here it is. You're not there to entertain. That's not your job.
Oh, really?
It's really there to just doing the work of, hey, got a couple announcements, and here's this. Nothing to it.
Okay.
The less you can do and get away with it, the better, because nobody cares. One, it's like, hey, we want you to stage announce. Go up and announce Dirk. You know what I do? I go up, hey, everybody, thanks so much for coming. Here we go. You ready to party up? Dirk Bentley, everybody. Because nobody cares. It doesn't matter who it is or how big the person is.
Oh, so you're not supposed to sell yourself while you're up there.
No, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Oh.
Unless they come to watch you, nobody wants to watch you. So, do minimum as possible, and they'll be like, hey, you did a great job. You're almost like a referee on the football field. You don't exist. The more you don't exist, the better.
Okay, the less the people are talking about you, the better you did.
I know that's against everything that you believe in your life.
Yeah, totally against what I believe
in. But that's it.
And carry a Tide stick.
And like radio, yeah, true.
A Tide
like
to
radio
go.
Guys, like, oh, I want to go be a stage announcement. It's like, guys, nobody cares about us doing stage announcements. They came to see the show.
Yeah.
You know, they're ready to watch Charlie Daniels. They don't want to see us up there for 84 seconds going, let me hear you say, yeah!
Yeah!
Wait, Bobby, whenever I was introducing Dirk Smiley at a huge venue, no less, you had me go on stage and go, ooh,
yeah, because it'd be hilarious.
The crowd do it back.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
He was joking with you.
I did it.
And we all laughed. That was funny. That's it. That's for anyone who has to do any of this. Public speaking, you know, just do the bare minimum and get out. If you're giving a best man speech.
Oh, then you got to nail that.
You don't.
Oh, I nailed mine.
Wait, so
when I gave it for my brother.
Yeah, what is he supposed to do?
you leave them wanting more. You get up, you get a little laugh, and you get out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's giving me a hard time because I retweeted myself.
I just didn't know if I saw that correctly.
Yeah, I retweet myself all the time.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sometimes
because it's
I
like,
miss
why?
It.
Here's the thing about tweeting. If it's tweeting is like cars on the highway, right? Like you can stand on the highway and watch all the cars go by. There's 50 of them at a time. Oh. You might see one that goes, oh, well, that's cool. If the same car drives by 10 times, you'll probably catch that car.
Yeah.
That's what tweeting's like. All these cars at once going on the highway.
Oh.
Putting something up once as a tweet means nothing. Nobody sees it.
Okay.
So I just, instead of rewriting it, I just retweet myself.
Okay. Because I saw it the first time and then I saw it pop up again. I'm like, and then
dang,
it
watch for my car. That's cool.
And then it said, Bobby Bones retweeted Bobby Bones. And
that is kind of D-baggy. I hate that part. But I just do it because I don't feel like rewriting it.
Right. Okay. I get it.
Now, there's no point to favorite your own tweet. Now, that's just being selfish and
why
are you asking
cocky.
For a friend? Yes. I don't. Is that what you do to yourself?
No, I've seen it done.
I haven't done
like,
that.
Why would someone do
how
that?
How do you know if they're favoriting?
It says so and so favorited this tweet, and then you look at it and it's their tweet.
You know what I love about Instagram now is that forever you couldn't find out you know who was following who and
correct.
If they were following you if you went to their page.
Yes,
and you still can't unless you go and look into their followers and you'll scroll. Like I often wonder because I like to follow Kacey Musgraves and I'll be like, she follow me yet? Because she's like my favorite artist and she doesn't follow me.
Not yet?
No,
yet.
She doesn't follow me. But sometimes people will follow me like, oh, I'm not following them and I feel guilty because they're like friends, so I follow them back. And so I was looking at Facebook, I'm on the phone, and it tells you now which of your friends like your pictures on the top.
Oh, cool.
And it
yeah.
And so that way you can kind of see also who's following you mm-hmm. if you're following them too. Like, and I still geek out because like, oh, Gussie. For
yes,
example,
Kimberly.
It's Kimberly from Little Big
Town.
She'll like favorite pictures of mine, and I'll be like, "Ah, they get my favorite." They're like, "They can't favorite picture."
Awesome.
Like, I'm still a nerd, so it's cool when people do that. I like that thing that Instagram did. I wish two things Instagram would do. One, on a when you re-insta someone, you know, regram
like
it,
a repost.
That I wished it linked on the bottom so you could go to that person.
Oh, like the little
in the
tab
corner.
With the picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need that link so you can go to that person and they can get more followers.
Well, Instagram needs to implement that in its own app instead of having another app. Like, well, I wish you could just press
repost.
A button and repost
it's
in
true
the
too.
App.
But they own the other part of the app, too.
Yeah.
They own it, so there's a reason behind it.
Oh, they own repost?
Yes.
So,
why are they making us do that?
The same reason they have four apps for Facebook.
Money.
Like, you have Moments and Messenger and Pages. But they need that to be linked. And I'm going on complete geek talk here. So they need that. Because when I see someone repost, I want to go to their page and you have to go like follow it. And then they need the, like on Twitter, follows you. Like if you go to their page
they
and they're
need
also,
that.
They need that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm always so curious. I got criticized for posting 32 times in one day the other day.
It was only 24. I miscounted.
And I was sick. I
thought that was weird too when Amy brought it up, but I thought about it. I'm like, you're right. It's like the cars. You just got to keep, your car needs to keep driving by so people
nobody's see paying attention to you as much as you think people are paying attention
that's
to you.
That's correct.
Generally in life.
Oh.
Our world is so us focused.
Mm-hmm.
We think everybody's paying attention to everything we do. Everybody, not even just us on the radio, just in life. We're like, oh, I know someone noticed me. I messed up here. Everybody's probably talking about it. No, not really.
No.
Or it's like, oh, I did something so good. For sure everybody's talking about it. No. Not really.
And if they do talk about it, they're done
it's
thinking
done.
About it for
they're
like 30 seconds.
They're back on their
seconds.
Own self. Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
I guess Eddie's all in talking about love languages, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Good stuff.
You know about that stuff?
Of
you
course.
Guys and your love languages.
Oh, yeah. They exist. They're real. And we all need them. And we communicate them in different ways.
Wait, so where are you talking about this love
well,
languages?
Well, we have like a couples party, you know, with
No,
not like that. It's like three families with kids.
Okay.
And
Ray and Bay were there.
Stop.
Ray
and Bay wishes they were there.
I love
there.
It. Yeah,
a couples
love stuff
party
like this.
Just doesn't
wow.
sound good.
Nah, we were just hanging out and talking about stuff. And one of the couples, one of the wives says, like, you guys ever heard of the love language? And like, you guys know about that?
Is she reading the book?
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
she was.
Five love languages.
There we go. Yeah. She was reading the book and she explained what it was. And then we all kind of went around. It's like, well, I guess that's kind of weird. Like, I wonder how I interpret love language and what I need.
I don't understand. Like, what's a love language? Like,
okay,
do I have
so
a
tell them, Amy.
There's five of them.
I speak English.
Okay.
That's my language.
No.
Gifts.
Hold on, open up your mind and your heart.
Am I speaking the language or am I taking in the language?
Well, when you're in a relationship, you have to know yours and you have to know your significant others, so that way you can cater to each other and you have a more successful relationship. Yeah,
yeah, and okay. you give and receive you, different languages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, that's goodness. Exactly.
Okay, I'm listening. My mind is like, hey, free my mind.
There we go.
And the rest will follow.
There's gifts, which I would say you're good at giving gifts.
That's my best love language because I'm not very good at being vulnerable and other things. So I'm like, here's the car.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
how
there's
you give.
Gifts, there's quality time.
Okay, wait. Let me see which one I am more before I say that. Okay, yep. Go ahead. Gifts, definitely check mark.
Oh, this is so, and then there's one that's so mean.
Do the other one though.
Gifts, quality time.
Called him. No, that's not me.
Okay, words of affirmation.
No, that's definitely not me.
That's me. That's
like,
me.
Good job.
I need that.
No.
Good job.
No, good job's different than that.
Oh. When you're in a relationship, I just need, I need that. Acts of service.
Like save their life?
No. Like I'm going to show up to the room with hot tea because I know you like it.
Like I'm cooking for you every
day. If I'm picking one, it's still gift. Like I would do that one a little bit. But
that's what you're saying. Is that what you want? Or
no, that's what I do. I'm doing do right now.
And then I guess a touch.
Physical touch.
I'm out. Like hugs and...
I'm gift giver.
And just holding hands.
And I do that and I put a lot of time and effort into it because that's what I'm best at. And that's how I feel... And it's never even been a money thing. When I was broke to now, that's always been what it's been. Because when I was broke, I was making stuff.
Yeah.
I was spending a month making stuff to give to somebody.
Yeah, and I know you're thoughtful, so you've really put thought into gifts and people like that. So that's a good one.
So.
You're not quality time.
I'm a gift giver.
Okay. Now, how do you
I'm not a gift taker.
How do you accept love?
Oh, I need to go back to the list. Because I'm not a gift taker. Terrible. I'm not that one. I hate gifts. Because I feel like, I don't want them to spend money on me.
No.
I don't hate gifts.
I appreciate gifts. I feel uncomfortable with them. Because I don't like people going out of their way for me.
Right. That's why we don't give you gifts.
If we all had to guess what you are, like, as
a receiver. No, I want to hear the rest of them again.
That is.
Tell them to me again, though.
Gifts. Okay. Words of affirmation, physical touch.
Oh, Bobby, likey that one.
No, stop, come on.
Quality time and acts of service.
Probably physical touch.
Really?
Liking? Yeah.
Yeah, like when you're in a relationship, you like just hand on the leg or holding
or
hands.
Rub your back.
Yeah, do you rub?
Yeah, like I'll take that.
Okay.
I go that one.
Okay.
Because I don't like the words thing. I'm just not comfortable with that.
I was going to say, too, acts of service, though. Like, you would think it was super sweet if the girl you were dating or in a relationship with, because you do like tea. Like, say you were so busy, you had a lot going on.
That's cool. Yes,
room, and
I
she
agree.
Just showed up with tea. You didn't even ask
why
for
Why are we
it.
Doing tea? Let's just do something other than tea. Like, too much tea. Okay. What if it was...
she baked a cake.
She made you a sweet potato.
Yeah, anything like...
Sweet potato.
Yes, I would like... Or she brought me a smoothie.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
there you go.
Now you're talking about food language, all right? Now on something else.
You did a whole Snapchat about tea the other day.
No, you know what I did on my tea?
What?
Because I got a Keurig.
Now you drink tea. Okay.
No.
Keurig.
I do sometimes, but I got a Keurig. Keurig.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't use it very often, but I do occasionally. And I only make tea. I don't make coffee. So I take the cup and I put it under. I push it in. I forgot to put a cup underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Real time on Snapchat. You almost saw a disaster. Grab a cup out, slam it under, made it just in time.
He made it in a Bobby Bones Show coffee mug.
That's true. So I'm a gift giver, love languager, and I'm a service dog.
Intimate touch.
Physical touch.
Physical
touch and service dog.
You don't like quality time in a girl? Like in a...
No, he's like, 8 o'clock, gotta go.
having a good time with her?
Wait, first of all, can we not say that all of them are important? It's not the,
they're not all. Some people have a few, but you definitely, I mean, I don't know anybody that has them all.
No way.
Not me.
That'd be like the best person in the world to
date.
No way.
They're not all important.
I just played Love Language Bingo. Bingo!
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones. Show.
There's a tiger attack at a wildlife park. One woman's dead, another one was mauled. Siberian tigers.
Whoa.
They were attacked after they exited their car. It's one of those things where you drive through and they say, don't get out of the car. And they're like, well, might as well get out of the car.
Mm-mm.
I hope they don't take the animals down. First of all, I don't like them being put into a place. It's better than the zoo, I gotta say, a little bit, because at least you have some room to roam around. You're not in a cage. But don't get out of the car. I remember watching Eddie's Snapchat. You guys were driving through, like,
Yeah, those were like zebras and deer and ostriches.
And they were like
that.
Coming into your window.
Crazy. Frightening.
I saw one on Reddit where there was like a rhinoceros and it was running up
No.
He ran up and nailed the car.
See, I'm not driving to one of those ones with tigers and lions and rhinos.
Well, I don't think it'd be so bad as long as you don't
get out of the car.
I'm just not driving in there.
But yeah, one, they got out and one was killed, one was mauled.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, these are just what that's what animals do.
Yeah.
That's what animals do. Like, they may be hungry or scared, or they're not just doing it for fun.
Right.
They're doing it because they're animals. So I hope they don't take them down.
Can your car go faster than the animal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not Eddie, can yours?
Probably not. You're right. It starts shaking at 55.
Oh, man.
Eddie has the Red Rocket,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like it was built in about 72. And it doesn't help that it has no hubcaps.
It runs like a beaut, though, except yesterday I made
a beaut. It shakes when you hit the speed limit.
Yeah, but how many times do I go over 55?
Like on the highway?
On the highway. I take the back roads just in case.
Just like chilling.
Just in case. But the other day I made it like a stop, like brake or whatever, and the oil light came on, so that's kind of worrying me a little bit.
Mm. That car, if it were to die tomorrow, it did its work.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's a 2004. Like,
okay, but
it doesn't even have 100,000 miles on it.
Oh my goodness!
Like, yeah. Wow, dude. You've treated it like crap, though. That's the thing.
The sun has kind of worn out the hood a little
bit. The sun. Okay.
The hubcaps have fallen off.
What about the dents?
What about
there are no dents? But there's one where guy ran into it, a hit and run.
Hey, there are no dents except for this one.
Except for the big one on the side.
A hit and run too. And I wanted to fight the guy, but he looked tough.
My car's only like 1 or 2 years older than Eddie's.
See.
Yeah, mine's an 05.
Yeah.
Almost 200,000 miles on it, dude.
Yeah.
Eddie. Yours is something more than the sun.
It's the driver, too.
Dude,
I don't know. I mean,
like, you get in it, especially you're getting a Meemaw's car. You know, it has that smell and that feel, like the old 70s Oldsmobile.
Sure. I guess part of it is because it's, you know, it's a Ford Focus. I don't really treat it that well.
I like Ford Focuses.
I know.
You should treat what you have.
Do people look at you weird, like when you pull up to like stoplights or going through the neighborhood?
Yeah, one time I was at a neighborhood and some lady like was just like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "What do you mean?"
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, "I live here."
Yeah, and I was like, "I'm waiting for my tea time." She's like, "This is a private course. You're not going to have a tea time." I'm like, "Okay."
Dang.
You don't think I'm playing golf because I'm driving a Ford Focus?
A little bit. You think it was racial profiling?
Straight up.
Like, car.
I don't think that way. I normally don't, but it was like shady.
You get out your clubs.
Shady car.
Let me ask you this. We only have about just a few seconds, but were your parents, did they talk to you about racial profiling?
No, they didn't talk to me about it, but they did it a lot. They talked about it amongst themselves, and I was kind of the backseat kid who'd listen to those conversations.
They felt like they were being racially profiled?
All the time.
Really?
All the time, especially my dad, more than my mom, but yeah.
And he never had the talk, hey, listen, you're Hispanic.
Mm-mm. He never talked to me about it. My mom would tell me stories about when, you know, back in the 60s when it was rough for them, but never sat me down to talk about it.
Well, I hope the Red Rocket runs for 100 years, dude.
Thank you.
I hope it runs forever. I used to do CrossFit. I mean, for years I did CrossFit. And it's a really good workout, but you really have to do it right because it's just like you're just running around throwing tires into moving cars. You know what I mean? It's just
into moving cars.
It's just nuts. Like, CrossFit is crazy.
Yeah.
And so you're, like, running around, kicking heads off baby dolls, screaming at old ladies, you know? And it's a speed contest, too.
It's like, who can do it faster?
Yes, while you're carrying a dumbbell strapped to your back by kite string, you know? The whole CrossFit thing is just weird.
It's your WOD. That's your workout of the day.
Yeah, I always wanted to be top of the WOD. So, like, there was no form involved. I'm just trying to do everything as fast as I can. It's heavy as fast as I can. Like, I'm throwing elbows out. Shoulders are breaking legs. But as long as that day I'm at top of the board, then I've won, right? So, for me, and I did it right a lot, but there's really no one there to make sure you're doing things right when it's, like, a mass thing. And so I would injure myself a lot. And so I'd always have, like, little shoulder nicks, little shoulder knee problem. So I just stopped doing CrossFit because I wasn't responsible enough to do it. I am too competitive to do CrossFit because you're competing against other people to see who can do that workout the same.
Right.
So I stopped doing it. But while I was doing it, not only was I in good shape and constantly injured, and by the way, it's like a cult almost too. Like, you get in and you live by everything that they say.
Paleo diet.
Yes, sensei, man. CrossFit. Yes, I will.
And everybody lets you know when they're in that CrossFit cult.
Like, and you have to talk about it at least 30 times a day is part of the rule. Like, you have to go out and tell 30 people every day. You have to fit in conversation somehow that you're CrossFit. It's like vegans. It's pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
Like, you got to fit it in at least 30 conversations somehow that You're vegan. Yeah. Or you're CrossFit. And so I would do CrossFit. But then I would start to feel I would get like these adrenaline rushes in like the middle of the day when I wasn't working out.
Random.
I don't want to fight people. I was a monster.
Whoa.
So there were a lot of reasons I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I would get testosterone.
Testosterone.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I was ready to go.
Strong like bull?
Oh, I don't know about bull, but strong like deer.
Donkey?
Strong like deer that's kind of
like,
strong.
Like male deer.
Yeah, strong like not fully developed buck. You know?
Still have a little velvet on the horse.
Yeah, strung like baby buck.
Little spots on my body.
I CrossFit though, man. I'm crazy. I don't do that anymore though, because it's not for me. I found my way. I just work out with a trainer, focus, and do my thing. Do anybody else here ever do CrossFit?
No.
Okay. I ended up with a little bruise my tailbone and like the skin would come off.
Were you guys doing
butt
flops?
A million sit-ups.
Oh, butt flops under the weights. We used to do that too. It was a race.
Yes.
You just jump as high as you can and butt flop right into a pile of 45-pound weights. It was just to see how tough you were. And if you couldn't get up, then you sucked.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Basically, yeah.
Then you had to yell CrossFit.
But it was a common thing. Like, everybody's like, oh yeah, raw tailbone.
Right. Ah, raw bone. Welcome to the group.
I was like, I don't like this.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
There's a whole article about the things that Americans fear most. Did you guys see this? It's weird. Like, for me, if you were to ask me, like, don't look at the article and do it, I would have said being hacked would be my first fear. Like, every day it's like being hacked. And I have nothing to even hide, like, is my thing. But, and then probably like having my house broken into, that kind of stuff, or like my fears. Oh, the things Americans fear most, period. What do you think they are?
I mean, I think is like the things you said for sure. But sometimes when I think of America, like as a country and being vulnerable in that, I think of like a terrorist attack.
Okay, number two on the list overall is a terrorist attack.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, you won't get number one. Number one is corrupt government officials.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that.
Don't you just assume that they're all corrupt?
Yeah.
Like, that's my real beef with politics in general anyway. I just assume they're all corrupt. Like, you had to be corrupt to get to that point. It's like, if you're a CEO of a company, you've had to make really tough, hard decisions and do things that's hard for you to do to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
To be a high-ranking government official, you did some corrupt stuff. Like, you took money and from... Like, I just assume.
Yeah.
So I'm not scared of it because I feel like everybody's corrupt. I just don't feel good about for either side because I just know there's so much corruption and lobbyist money. And one day I'll run and not take anybody's money and lose.
That'd be cool.
So corrupt government officials, one. Terrorist attacks, two. Lunchbox.
I got bankruptcy.
You know what? Not having enough money for the future is at number three with Americans. That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eddie.
I've never understood this, but I'm going to go with flying.
Flying. No, that's not on there.
Okay.
Snakes.
Being attacked is at number four. People you love dying makes the list. Identity theft makes the list.
Oh, yeah.
People you love getting sick makes the list.
What about...
And Obamacare comes in at number 10.
No, it does not.
I swear to God.
It's number 10. That's hilarious.
Yeah, Obamacare comes in at number 10.
What about the Zika? Are we still scared of that?
No,
I don't think so.
You know why? Because we don't know anyone that's had it.
I do.
What?
Not in America. Sorry, my bad. Haiti.
Yeah, but Americans in general, we don't know people that have had Zika.
Yeah.
We, you know...
That's true.
Know people who have, like, been where terrorist stuff has happened. We know people who have had their identities stolen.
Sure.
We know this, so we know it's real because we've seen it with our own eyes.
Gotcha.
Like, Zika seems like a really terrible news story.
Like shark attacks.
Right. Yeah. Like, we know it's real and we know it's serious,
right,
but we haven't been a part of it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie, you have a weird task because you have two young boys of teaching them music. You know, for me, I grew up listening to everything, 50s, 60s, all formats. And luckily, my grandma was a huge influence. And then when I got, you know, in my teenage years, my stepdad was a huge influence into, like, the older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I listened to the radio.
Yeah.
And I got the current, but I got huge influence in, like, the crazy old music. So You get kids now.
I know, and I feel like that's my responsibility too. I feel like my knowledge is pretty diverse.
What do they like right now? You have a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old. What do they like?
So, like, automatically, like, what they would listen to
is,
like, they like Rihanna. Like, I don't know.
Like, both of them like it?
They love it. That's what they want as soon as they get in the car. Give me some Rihanna. Give me some Flo Rida.
Okay, so you're the dad.
Yeah, and I'm just tired of it. Like, and I'm not tired that they like that. That's cool, whatever. I just feel like, okay, no, I'm done with Rihanna and Flo Rida. Like, I want to teach you guys some really good music. That way, later in life, you can decide if you like Rihanna or Flo Rida or you like whatever.
What do you feel like you're going to teach them and have been teaching them?
Well, I want to teach them the roots, you know, of like rock and roll with Elvis, of course, and then, but then also the Beatles, because that was huge for me, like driving around with my mom listening to the Beatles, because that's what she grew up with. And I feel like that was influenced by the blues and Elvis.
You're boring me with this.
Yeah,
I don't like this music.
You're bored by this?
By how you're talking about it? Yeah. Like, you know,
I'm
going
to take them to the roots.
They're not going to care what your mom influenced you by.
Yeah, let them listen to their music.
Guys, they like the Beatles. They're starting to like the Beatles. They like Hey Jude. They like Hello Goodbye.
You have to just kind of plan it.
Hello Goodbye. Hello
Goodbye. With kids, you can't tell them what to do.
You know what they really like?
What?
And I introduced them to a little bit of Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they love Ray Charles.
Like?
Hit the Road Jack.
Okay. Hit the Road Jack.
Yeah, don't you come back no stand the back more, no more, no more, no more.
What you can do, Jack. Because I give great kid advice here, parenting advice. What you can do is let them listen to their music and say, hey, it's my turn now. And then just make sure the music that you play in your turn is some of the stuff you want them to pick up through kind of osmosis.
Okay.
And they start to like it that way.